This is Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. We hear so much in the news about driverless cars. It seems like any day now they're going to take over the streets. But an actual vehicle without human backup at a steering wheel is hard to find. One of the only places you'll see one is a parking lot in San Ramon, where robot buses are being tested today. KALW's Eli Wirtschafter takes us there.
All right, can we load the next group of people on? Hop on board.
I've just stepped into a boxy red shuttle along with a bunch of other reporters. We're going to ride in a circle around an empty parking lot. And I am stoked.
Okay, I'm about to take my first ride in an autonomous vehicle.
We're in a place called Bishop Ranch, a sprawling office complex in San Ramon. 30,000 people work here. And in a few months, some of them could ride around the property in this shuttle.
Here we go.
The doors swing shut and the electric engine kicks into gear. Last year, Governor Jerry Brown signed a law clearing the way for the first totally driverless vehicles on California roads. But if you want your own driverless car, you're gonna have to wait. Because that law only applies to this one pilot program, here at Bishop Ranch. Riding the shuttle feels pretty much like riding a normal bus, except of course for one thing.
I believe the main difference with a normal bus is that there is no driver.
Marion Leritier is a spokesperson for the French company EasyMile. They've deployed this shuttle to more than a dozen other countries. She says in those places, riders have felt very comfortable.
I wouldn't say people are scared. They're all saying that the ride is really smooth and really quiet and they don't feel afraid at all.
But to feel safe, you have to put your trust in the machine. The shuttle has no steering wheel, no brake pedal, and nowhere for a driver to sit. Instead, an attendant stands on board with us, wearing a reflective safety vest. Leritier explains that if necessary, the attendant can take over and steer with what looks like a set of two video game controllers.
When it is on a manual mode, we are just plugging a remote, and then there is two joysticks, one to go front or back, and one to go left or right.
But ideally, that would never happen. The bus just follows a pre-programmed route. In this case, it takes us in a loop around the parking lot. We're going just 10 miles per hour. So if the shuttle's sensors detect anything in our path, it will brake automatically.
All right, this is our stop.
In the balance between safety and convenience, it seems like this shuttle errs on the side of safety.
We hosted some people out here the other day, and one of the guys jumped out in front of the vehicle, and the vehicle stopped.
This is Randy Iwasaki, executive director of the Contra Costa Transportation Authority, a partner in the shuttle program. Of course, it's great the vehicle will stop for pedestrians, but Iwasaki says another time it braked because a plastic bag flew in front of it.
So to me, it's aggravating slow in some perspective because it's so safe.
So what's the point of a shuttle that goes slower than a normal bus, still needs an operator on board, and stops for plastic bags? Well, the owners of the Bishop Ranch office park take pride in having cutting-edge technology. CEO Alexander Marin paid $500,000 to bring the two shuttles here.
I don't have any investment in any aspect of this program. We're not trying to make a profit off of this. We're trying to provide a public good.
Marin says that by late summer, employees will use these shuttles to get to their offices from bus stops and parking lots.
The shuttle will pick them up and deliver them to the front door of the building, kind of like Disneyland.
And then in a later phase of the program, the shuttle could also pick up residents in the surrounding neighborhood. But getting to that point is an uphill battle. Current California law requires that self-driving cars have a brake pedal and a steering wheel. So the legislature had to pass an exemption just to get this pilot program off the ground. And now Iwasaki says there's still more work to be done before they're actually allowed to use public roads.
We have legislation, but we need a permit from DMV.
Even driving the whole length of Bishop Ranch, that requires permits from state and federal agencies.
And really, it's just crossing from one parking lot to another. That's a public street.
The crew at Bishop Ranch hasn't applied for those permits yet, but Iwasaki says they've been talking with regulators.
It takes a lot of effort to get a vehicle to cross a street.
All this effort, a new law, two sets of permits, months of testing, and hundreds of thousands of dollars just for this one tiny pilot program with two buses. That could be frustrating for super fans of driverless cars. But Steven Schladover, a transportation engineer at UC Berkeley, says tests like this one should go slowly and carefully.
I think it's essential that the government regulatory agencies be very cautious in how they approach this.
Schladover says that today's automated systems are still nowhere near as safe and reliable as human drivers. Because, he says, believe it or not, humans are good at driving.
Obviously, we have lots of crashes, we have lots of fatalities, but the amount of driving that people do is so huge.
In that context, crashes are rare. In the U.S., a fatal crash happens about once every 100 million miles of driving. Can a computer necessarily do better? Schladover says, imagine your laptop going that long without glitching out.
Because if the computer that was driving that vehicle gave you the little hourglass symbol or the little spinning blue donut, you crashed.
Schladover has ridden a bunch of shuttles like the one in San Ramon. And he says every time he's gone on a real-world test, the attendant had to take over the controls at some point. He remembers one time when a shuttle got stuck for more than 2 minutes at an intersection full of cars, bikes, and pedestrians, unable to move forward.
And eventually the operator had to take over, had to ring a bell, and had to bring out a video game console to control the movements of the vehicle to actually inch it forward through the crowd of other road users.
So he gives one of the more conservative estimates out there about when most cars will operate without a driver inside.
And it's probably not going to happen maybe for the next 50 to 100 years.
50 to 100 years? Wow. Okay, well, if it's going to take that long, I think I should steal another ride while I have the chance.
All right, here we go.
From inside the shuttle, I can see the street on the other side of the parking lot. It seems like it would be so easy just to cross it, but we're not there yet.
Thanks a lot.
It feels like riding into the future, very slowly. At Bishop Ranch, I'm Eli Werchafter for Cross Currents.